Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. All right, then, it is 8:36 in the morning. Yes, we have gone from our fourth floor studio for Today FM up to the fifth floor in Marcody House. And we are joined by David Gray. Yeah! David, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yes.
You know, these people are just going to work. They're just arriving for work and they're here to see you.
Very cool.
A few songs for us.
Very cool.
It's good to see you again.
Thank you.
Do you ever remember meeting me before?
Yeah, I do.
We were here in the studios before. Yeah. Do you remember on the beatbox as well? Years and years on the television?
It's all in there somewhere.
It's all in there somewhere. I think you helped me give away a bike many, many years ago, okay? So thanks for that. And I'm sure the person still has the bike. So listen, you are on tour, Cork Live at the Marquee, June 13th, which is sold out completely.
My birthday.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And the 14th then as well, there's another day, the Marquee. That's a great venue. Have you played there before?
Oh, yeah. It's lively. Yeah.
Belfast SSE Arena, June 16th. Dublin's Fairview Park, June 17th as well. And tickets on sale now. All dates, ticketmaster.ie. And you've been all over the place. USA, Australia...
We did the whole thing last year. We went around, took our world view across many continents. It was exciting. It was a wonderful tour. So it rolls on because we had such a good time and there was such a strong demand for tickets. There was a sort of celebratory tone to the whole thing.
Right.
So we're back for more.
And you did the legend set at Electric Picnic as well.
I did.
Yeah.
I did my best to be a legend. I had a motivational speaker just before I went on stage. You're a legend! You're a legend!
And listen, I see you brought the guitar. Was there a problem with your guitar? Did you lose it or something?
Yeah, BA kindly took it off me for a day, which was nice.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really need it.
Yeah.
They lost it for me yesterday. I have it back now, thankfully.
Excellent. Well, we're glad to hear that. And you're going to do a song for us. We're going to do an old and a new, past and a present.
That's right.
Present first, is it?
It's present. We're in the present. Sort of present.
This is in the present. Okay.
Okay.
So what's the song you're going
to
do?
This is called After the Harvest. It's the opening track.
After the Harvest, David Gray! Yay!
Through days like empty fields after the harvest, this ache where the heart is, like a tree that's bare, neath a sky that's starless, like something out of place. Feel all used up, feel tarnished, like smudged eyeliner, chip nail varnish, like something scarcely visible, garnished with a face. Think I might be done with this final strawness. This pick your heart back up off the floorness. This less that's certainly not modest. This bitter aftertaste. This running right down to the corners. This beat your fists on the doorness. This minus, this yawness. Well, in any case, I know that love is bigger than this dumb day to day. I see it shining figure, fighting for scraps out in the melee. Tell me I got this turned around the wrong way. Tell me I got it mixed up in my head. Like I'm lefty standing on the runway. A fleeting thought that barely registers. So imagine gazing up into the great dispassionate eyes that observe us. Head slightly tilted to one side the way a bird does. Staring quizzically at all our silly little lies. Our absurd loves are scratching at the surface. Clowns throwing custard pies in the circus of our vanity. I know that love is bigger than this grim day to day. I see it shining figure, fighting for scraps out in the mail. Maybe I should know. to take it personally. When the hand that wrote the love letter decides to write you out the story, maybe I got this turned around the wrong way. Could be I got it mixed up in my head. Feels like I'm left here standing on the runway. A fleeting thought that barely registers. And now the moment of truth is finally upon us. Take a look in my eyes, see how much I want this. As I stand here astonished, scraping off the filth, cutting away the stifling bodice underneath the brand new skin like a goddess. Words forming on my lips like a promise to myself. And I know that love is bigger than this dumb day to day. But I watch it shine and figure, fighting for scraps out in the melee.
Sounded great. Your voice is in great shape altogether. And I mean, so early in the morning as well.
Very early in the morning.
And thanks to BA as well for finding the guitar, because it was a beautiful package altogether. And I believe on the album, your daughter, Florence, she does vocals as well. Is that all the way through?
Yeah, it's like the equivalent of doing the washing up in our house. So it was during...
You're on backing vocals.
It was during COVID and she was just sitting up there scrolling through TikTok or whatever it is they do for hours on end. And I said, this needs a female vocal, and so I went up, come on to the
in
studio.
You go, yeah, very good. Actually, we recently ran a poll on the top 100 Irish songs of all time. Are you familiar with Irish songs? Would you have a top three, or would you have any songs that you think?
Well, The Boys Are Back in Town's got to be in there.
Yeah, Thin Lizzy, very good. That was in the top 100, I do
just
believe.
It came into my head. The rest of my mind's gone blank.
Zombie by the Cranberries was number one, yeah.
Wow.
In it, yeah. Okay. You know, with our big kind of rugby associations
Take
with
me
it
to
and
the
that.
Church.
Take Me to Church, yeah. But
Something
Hosier.
U2 songs.
Yeah.
Pogue songs, is that? Yeah. Are they allowed? Yeah.
Pogue, yeah. Well, actually, speaking of the Pogues, aren't you? You're on this 20th.
Yeah, I see
the way he's done the radio thing before. He knows. Basically, what he was saying was, move on. So, 20th Century Paddy, this is the Songs of Shane McGowan, and it's going to be out later in the year. Bruce Springsteen, the aforementioned Hosier, Jesse Buckley, Oscar winner, and loads more, and you're on it as well. So, do we know what song you're going to do?
Yes, I'm doing the Old Main Drag, which is my favourite Pogue song.
Rum, Sodomy and the Lash.
It is, yeah, indeed, and it's a pretty grim old song.
It is a very grim song.
Unflinching look at sort of an innocent venture into London that goes badly wrong.
Right, okay, so has that been done? Is it recorded?
I met Victoria at the gig. We did a gig in Carnegie Hall for Shane.
Oh, wow.
And Sinead, that was back in 24, so that was an amazing night. Loads of people sang different songs from both of those amazing singers, and I met Victoria there, and my Old Main Drag got axed on the night because they ran out of time because people just talking gibberish after they'd done their performances, and we were on a tight time budget and I didn't get to do it. So I said, I'd love to record it. She said, oh, we're doing a record. And that's sort of how it came about.
Very good. Okay. Well, good luck with that. Do you know when it's coming out?
I couldn't tell you that piece of information, but this year.
This year, okay. So listen, White Ladder, still the best-selling. Like, I'm just looking, you mentioned a few there, Hosier, right? Damien Rice, we were talking about him earlier on today. Oh, Sinead O'Connor's I Do Not Want One, I Haven't Got. The Pogues, Rum, Sodomy and the Lash. Thin Lizzy, Jailbreak. Cranberries, My Bloody Valentine. Joshua Tree, Astral Weeks by Van Morrison. But your album, White Ladder, is the best-selling Irish album of all time. Why do you think that is? Have you any idea?
This is a smashy and nicey moment. let me see if I can give you the right one. No, I don't really know. I just think it was like a fairy story the way it happened. From the moment I first landed in Ireland and did my first show at Whelan's, and the kind of connection that I made immediately with the audience, I'm a kind of heart-led kind of singer, and I just gave it everything I had, as did Clune on the drums there, and we built this incredibly powerful, passionate sort of fan base up. And then when White Ladder dropped, it dropped onto this sort of tinder bed of these really passionate fans, and that sort of got it going from a grassroots level up, and then it just sort of took off and never stopped. And I think
it's the never stopped bit, though, isn't it?
It was crazy. So
because you can be on the crest of a wave like that and everything works, but then when it keeps going and it was
insane. I don't know how to rationalize the numbers. They're quite mind-blowing. So
and the budget was quite low,
like winning
wasn't it?
The Premiership.
Yeah.
But they can't knock you off the top of the table. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm still there, you know, and no one sells records anymore, so I think I'm safe.
You're probably there. Yeah. But why do you think it connected with the Irish people first? I mean, is it the old telling of stories, the words,
yeah,
the songs?
I think that music and lyricism and poetry are valued here in a way that they aren't in quite the same way in other parts of the world, like the UK amongst them. So I think that a sort of salt of the earth storytelling, taking the time as well to just dispel things in a more complete and poetic way. That's part of Irish culture. You have poets coming into Parliament and, you know, that's seen as a big deal. Heaney's a hero. You know, you haven't got the same thing in the UK as a contrast. So I think it was partly that I was sort of throwback to this kind of romantic idea of acoustic guitars and storytelling and lyric making.
Yeah.
And in the early 90s when I sort of started to happen, the UK wasn't ready for that stuff, but Ireland was.
Well, in the spirit of Smashy and Icy, great answer, mate. You're going to do a song from White Ladder for us. You're going to do a Babylon. I just want to tell everybody again, which one of these are you looking forward to most? The Marquee, Belfast, or Dublin's Fairview Park?
It's equal.
They're, yeah, of course. I love them all.
I love them all. They're all going to go off like a rocket.
Okay, so it's Cork Live at the Marquee, June 13th, sold out, and 14th, tickets available. Belfast SSE Arena, June 16th, and Dublin's Fairview Park, June 17th, and it's your birthday on June 13th. So that'll be a good one. Very good. Okay, so it's Babylon. I could tell it. I beat the intro, eh? Babylon. Here we go. Babylon, David Gray!
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head. Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind, I've been a fool. To open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule. Saturday, I'm running wild and all the lights are changing, red to green. Moving through the crowd, I'm pushing, chemicals are rushing in my bloodstream. I only wish that you were here, you know I'm seeing it so clear. I've been afraid to show you how I really feel. Admit that some of those bad mistakes I've made. And if you want it, come and get it, crying out loud. The love that I was giving you never rain down. Go ahead, I'm failing now. Go ahead, I'm failing now. Babylon, Babylon. Sunday, all the lights of London, shining skies fading, red to blue. I'm kicking through the autumn leaves and wondering where it is you might be going to. And then I'm turning back for home, you know I'm feeling so alone, I can't believe. Climbing on the stair, I turn around to see you smiling there in front. front of me. Whoa, yeah. And if you want it, come and get it. Cry it out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. And go ahead, go ahead and fail it now. And go ahead.
By the way, a lot of these people wouldn't normally be in until about 9:30. You know what I mean?
Working from home.
So they're in early to see you. And it was worth it, wasn't it? Yay! Thank you very much. This is actually the first time that we've done a music gig. I know that Andrea Gilligan from News Talk is down there, and she did a show here, live kind of talking show, but a music show. It's the first time we've done it, so I think it's got legs. I think we should have other people in.
Sell tickets.
And you're always you're always welcome back.
Thank
anytime.
You.
We've loads
Thank
of space you. Here now because it's all been refurbed. And so what can we call it? I mean, I was thinking Five Live. This is Floor Five, Five Live, but there is a radio station called Five Live.
Yeah, I don't want to think about football just right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Who do you follow?
The Reds.
Oh, really? Bit of a problem last
night. The real Reds.
Yeah. Which one? The lead?
No, United.
United. Yeah. They had a bit of a problem last night.
Yeah. We did. Yeah.
Pulling hair.
I don't want to talk about football.
You don't want to talk about football. Okay, right. We'll leave it there. So, David, thank you very much. We're looking forward to the gigs. Cork, Belfast and Dublin, they're all going to be amazing. And the tickets are available at ticketmaster.ie. Great to hear you singing live today. And brilliant, because it is difficult enough at this hour of the morning to be singing, isn't it?
It's the first time I've done one of these in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No better man. David Gray, thank you very much.
Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today.